From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, February 27th. I'm Michelle Blackwell. At the February Mendocino Coast Audubon Society meeting in Casper, the subject was mountain lions. Scott Kohler, a wildlife biologist who retired from State Fish and Wildlife after 38 years of service, talked about their habitat, eating preferences, and human interactions.
Mountain lions are a very integral part of California, our heritage, and also causes a lot of issues in regards to any type of human behavior, ranching, other activities, recreation, and their development that's occurring. It is the most distributed native mammal throughout the Americas. It'll go from the tip of Alaska all the way down to the tip of South America. It's had various statuses throughout pretty much the history of the Department of Fish and Game, Fish and Wildlife. The last 30 years, it's been a specially protected animal through a Proposition 117, which means it can't be hunted in regards to any type of being considered a game animal or a non-game mammal, but it could still be taken in case of public safety and under a depredation permit issued by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Over half of the state is suitable habitat for mountain lions. All of Mendocino outside of the urban areas should be considered mountain lion habitat. And where there are deer, that's its primary species of preference for prey. But it will take other species, and usually the males will take the bigger prey, especially the large buck. Females will take the does and will go into the other prey species.
Despite the level of fear mountain lions inspire, there's only been one verified attack in Mendocino since 1890. The 1994 attack took place in a remote area of Mendocino, was non-fatal, and involved a rabid lion. Kohler explains.
You look at the number of attacks we've had in California since 1890. We've had 18 attacks in 130 years. Six are fatal. That's putting it in a perspective like as that. I got to say, though, it's pretty easy for me to sit here and say I wouldn't kind of freak out if a mountain lion was only 10 feet away from me. You never know. You might be one of the six.
They prefer deer, according to Kohler. His coworker once told him,
if mountain lions really liked us, if they really, really were interested in eating us, we'd have attacks almost every day. They really don't care anything about us. They would probably smell really bad to them.
Kohler pointed out that mountain lions will kill livestock or pets in certain situations.
If that lion becomes old and unable to actually take in its natural native prey, it's going to go for some easier stuff. I've seen over my time is that some of the depredating lions that have been taken under a permit that we have to necropsy have either wounds, loss of limb, they're older, or they're younger. And so at some point in time, that lion is going to get hungry. And if it can't get a deer, and you have some sheep, goats out there, it might more than likely, you know, hunger forces anything to do what it's got to do to survive.
However, coyotes, wild dogs, and bears will all kill livestock and pets. Each suspected kill needs to be verified. Mountain lions have a distinct MO.
They'll jump on the back of their prey, grabbing the neck, and then they'll rake it with their back claws, grabbing with their front. It's a very diagnostic kill, and they'll strip the hide from the front to the back. So what they'll do is they'll make a kill, they'll feed a little bit, and they'll cache it or hide the carcass and come back to it later.
Mountain lion population is fairly static because the habitat is finite. The lions have a territory of 20 to 100 square miles, dependent on their gender and availability of food. The size and number of territories is set, which keeps the population in check.
Major mortality issues are going to be mountain lions killing mountain lions. Typically, one cub will survive to adulthood out of a litter.
Kohler thinks that mountain lion sightings will increase over time, but it's important to be sure what you see.
I always get a little bit of cringe in my when I hear that people seeing a mountain lion, and all of a sudden the news media gets it, and it spirals out before we even know what we're even looking at. But I've had tabby cats called in. There was a golden retriever up in Brook Trails. Yes. Everything everyone sees now is always a mountain lion once it hits the media waves.
There are things you should be aware of to reduce your chance of an interaction with a mountain lion.
what we find is that they tend to avoid buildings and campgrounds, especially if they have real sweet territories where there's a lot of game the prey items have. And then you have these younger ones who are just in the wrong place trying to figure out how they're going to survive. They are dusted on in their operations, but you can see them during the day. But their hunting is crepuscular in the early in the mornings and also in the early duskish air times. So we got to talk about what measures can we use to minimize our potential of becoming the number seven and to make sure that these animals can stay out there in the wild so that we can see them. Clear vegetation if you live out in the forest, clear it around the house, put on lights at night. If you have livestock, pen them up, make sure they're secure. You don't leave them outside. Really never approach a mountain lion if he's standing there. And it's just, unless you're feeling foolhardy, don't run, right? We have a 14-month-old puppy, and you run, it likes to chase me. So you just think of what this thing thinks. You're playing games with it. If you're going to bike on those areas, bike in groups.
For a list of things you can do to avoid an interaction with a mountain lion, go to kzyx.org. For KZYX, this is Michelle Blackwell reporting from the Mendocino Coast. For all your local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.